Aleichem Shalom. Parashat Shlach, we have the topic of Parashat Challah, which we spoke about in the past, which Rabbi Sack spoke about two Friday nights ago. We'll talk about a different element of Parashat Challah tonight. Pasuk tells us, Reishis Arisa Sechem Chala'a Terim Asuma, Kisumas Garen Kein Terim Asa. That's clear from the Psukim that Challah is a form of Truma. Truma is one of the Manos Kahuna. Challah is a form of Truma. The Torah refers to it as Truma, as one of the Manos Kahuna. Basically what the meaning of the opening sif in Shulchan Aruch is. Let's go to a share screen. In Siman Shin Kaf Beis, if Aleph, mitzvah saseh, missing them there, sorry, lahafresh truma mei yisav v'lino l'koi. So the gather of the mitzvah saseh for Hafresh Eschal is Hafresh Eschruma. Tarimu Struma. Fine. And that's the Nusach of the Bracha that Machlokes, what the Nusach of the Bracha is. But the Nusach of the Bracha, the Mechaber, Shin Kav Chesif Aleph, is Yivarech Hashir Kedeshanim Yisavit Sivanu Lahafrish Tuma. So that's the Lashon on the Nusach of Bracha that the Mechaber quotes. The Minchas Chinuch makes the following observation in Mitzvah Resh Pei Dalid Os Yud Beis, and that is that there's a Rashi in Gittim Zayin Mabeis Dibur Maskel Midaraisa, in the context of the sugya of Yesh Kinyan La'akam Lefkia Mitzvah Maisros, that what is the status of Truma Maiser Chiyuv for land owned by Nachrim in Eretz Yisrael? So in that sugya, Rashi has a comment Mem Zayin Mabeis Dibur Maskel Midaraisa Lo. Referring to Hafrashas Trumas HaMaisos, V'lav mitzvah d'ramye alehi. That mitzvah Hafrashas Trumas HaMaisos is not a mitzvah that's chal on the bialim per se. Ella imkein ochlan amochan. It's only a mitzvah if you want to eat the produce or if you want to sell the produce. It sounds like Hafrashas Trumas HaMaisos is a matir, not a mitzvah, that there's no mitzvah chiyuvis of b'mafrash Trumas HaMaisos per se. It's only if you want to eat or benefit from the produce, then you have to be mafrash Trumas HaMaisos. The Minchas Chinuch points out, that's against the famous Taz. The Taz in the beginning of Yoridea, Simon Aleph, Se'if Katan Yuches, in explaining the Din of Shulchan Aruch over there, that if you have an Elim, someone who's Eino Medaber, they can't articulate the Bracha, and yet if you have someone who's standing next to him, the Elim is an expert in Shkita, he's allowed to Shecht, and the other person will say the Bracha. So the Taz here comments that there are different types of Brachos that affect the ability of someone else to say the bracha instead of the person actually doing the mitzvah. So the way the Taz frames it is that shechita is essentially a matir. There's no mitzvah chiyuvis of shechting an animal. If you want to eat asar, taiva, then you have to shecht it. But in that situation where he frames it as essentially a berachas shevach v'adah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, by the institution of shechita, not a berachas mitzvah, so there's no harm done if one person says a bracha and the other person does the act of shechita. He compares that to Birchas Erusin, which he also frames as that kind of a bracha, a Birchas Shevach Vada, supposed to be Birchas Mitzvah, and therefore it's appropriate. There's nothing wrong with the Mesadar Kedusha reciting a Birchas Erusin, even though he's not the one doing any mitzvah per se. And the Taz contrasts that with Hafrashas Trumas HaMaisos. He assumes that when it comes to Hafrashas Trumas HaMaisos, there's a mitzvah chiyuvis essentially of Hafrashas Trumas HaMaisos, that even if you're not interested in eating the produce, benefiting from the produce, there still is a mitzvah to be mafri, so it's a generic birchas mitzvah. And therefore, the preference is when it comes to Trumas HaMaisos, that the person being mafrish, the one that says a bracha, you can't look at a situation where someone else is going to do the frasha, and the bialim is going to say the bracha. The one doing the frasha, who's acting as the shaliach of the bialim, so if he's the shaliach of the bialim to be mafrish, then he has to say the bracha as well, because when it comes to a general berachas mitzvah, the person performing the mitzvah should do the mitzvah. Michas Chinuch points out that Rashi and Gittin sounds like it's against the Taz. The Taz assumes that there is a mitzvah to be mafrish and mafrish, even if you don't want to benefit from their produce. The Gibeger there in Siman Aleph and Yeridea argues on the Taz, and he's Mitzayin and Magan Avram in Hilchot Tzitzis, also this week's Parsha, who shtel su Tzitzis with Hafrashas Challah. Magan Avram, Siman Ches, Sifkatan Beis, and the din there that you're supposed to recite the Bracha on Tzitzis Mu'umad. Magan Avram there writes, Perish Abracha Vatifa Shteyniyu Ba'amida. You have to stand when you recite the Bracha. Mitzarachiyun, the Biaradei, Arasim and Shin Kavches, Mashra the Mutra Levarech Miyushav, who Mishnah Shema, that's Lash of the Mishnah, that the woman sits while she's sitting, she can recite the Bracha. So thereby, Afresh Eschala, you can sit Lachachila, Vish Lamar, the Afresh Eschala, Eino Mitzvah Kolkach, Deino Osa Elusaki Macholo, W. the Shchita. So Bhagavad Brahm says, against the Taz, that the nature of Afresh Eschala is that it's a tikkun, there's no mitzvah chiyuvis to be mafresh challah. It's if you want to eat the dough, eat the bread, then you have to be mafresh challah. So there, it's a lower grade bracha somehow, and where the mitzvah is not a mitzvah chiyuvis per se, then there's more latitude for sitting during the bracha. So the Magen Avraham says that's like shchita as opposed to tzitzis, where the bracha tzitzis has to be recited me'umat. The Gaon there writes, he disagrees. Dibre Magen Avraham shekasa shachala ena mitzvah dvarv elam shachar velo aser lasos hisaso kavin. There's the din that lechachila you're not supposed to create a situation to pat yourself from the bracha by baking or creating an isa of less than a shear. You want to have an isa that's a shear, that's going to be b'chayiv you in a bracha, and you don't want to say the bracha, so you'll make it into smaller isos to avoid having to avoid reciting a bracha, to avoid the b'chayiv in hafrasha. So you want to avoid the b'chayiv in hafrasha by having smaller shear. So that you can't do. But don't you see from there, says the Gaon, that there is a mitzvah chiyumis, to be a mafresh challah. The Gaon sides with the Taz. So that's the machlokas achronim. How do we view the mitzvah of fresh challah, which presumably no one here disputes that a fresh challah and tumas and maestros should fall into the same general category. The question is, how do we see a fresh tumas and maestros and challah as a form of truma? It's an extension of a fresh Trumos umaisos. Okay, you can put on the Marmar Kamas, Deborah Senior's Yishuv of the Gaon's Kasha, and how that you can still go with the Magen Avraham and Miyashiv his Kasha from the Din of Kabin, but we're already a little bit behind schedule, so you can take a look at that on your own. Apropos to that question of Shlichus when it comes to Hafresh Eschala, which is really an extension of Shlichus for Afrashas Trumas and Maisas. The Mishnah says in the beginning of Trumas, Chamisha lo yitrom of im tamer ein Trumas and Truma. There are five categories of people who lichachila should not be tarim, chayr shaz mekatan, es she'enu shalo, and an akum shetarim shal Yisrael. That's a different category, that's definitely no good. But chayr shaz mekatan, tarim she'enu shalo, that is b'di evet Trumas, I'm sorry, that, Chamisha lo yitrom im tamer ein Trumas and Truma. All these people who are not they're not b'nei chiyuv. They're not b'nei chiyuv in general. And Akum is not a bar chiyuv. And Tarim Shein Shalo, he doesn't have the bialis to be Tarim. So all these people, if they're Tarim, then that's not effective even b'di'evet. So that's relevant in Hilchos Hafresh Eschala as well. That's what the Mechaber writes in the beginning of, in Siman Shin Kaches, if Gemel, you're not allowed to be mafresh on someone else's behalf without his permission. That's an extension of this din by truma, the category there on the mission, the beginning of truma. If you're not the bailim, so you have no ability to be mafresh on someone else's behalf without their authorization. Now, what is the kind of authorization necessary? That's the machlokas we've shown him. The Ran, daflam ibezam ibezam bedapi rif meseches gittin has. Quotes the Ramban, argues on the Ramban, do you require your express authorization or is it sufficient to have a Gilui Das? It quotes on the Ramban that Gilui Das is sufficient. You don't require your express authorization. The Ran argues, and the Chazon Ish explains in Trumo and Maisa Simen Zayin Oz Tesvav that even according to the Ramban, you may not require a formal authorization, But there still is, when the Ramban says that you need a Gili Das, the Chazon Ish writes, "Nimsinu l'neidin, the l'kuli alma b'afrashas d'mus ha'maisros, b'inan shlichos, v'lo mahani nisinas rishas. B'kal makom ha'osa shlich litram, enu tzarech l'om v'lo behedya, shi'asa b'shlichos." So, even if you require a formal shlichus, you don't require an actual declaration that he's being your shliach. So if you just say, my behalf, you don't have to say, Hinni Mukhan Mizuman to appoint you as my shliach to be mafresh on my behalf. As long as you tell him, go be mafresh, so that's enough of an authorization that should work to allow him to be mafresh to Mizum Isis. Right. Right, but there's some kind of right.
And it would work.
Right, so that's where there is an existing relationship,
right.
And
that seems to imply that you don't need a real shlichus, right? Less than shlichus.
Right, so it could be in that case. I mean, that's what we'll talk about in a minute now, in a slightly a transposed context. But it could be that if there is an existing relationship and you've already done that before, so there's an implied shlichus, over there. Then the Rama writes back here in Sif Gimel. Miu iyadina deschusul bali isa kigon shahisa isa miskalkelas. If there's no authorization, but you know that it's a schus for the bali isa to be mafrish, because otherwise it's going to rot. If you're not going to tend to it now, muta lito chala below rishuso dezachal adam shelo b'fanav. So if you're not going to be mafrish now, the isa is going to be miskalkel. That's considered a schus to be mafresh now. So I want to point out that in theory, the din is in Shin Kozayin, at least when it comes to Chalas Chutzlar, it's that you could be mafresh post facto. That if you are mafresh before, you can be mafresh after you bake it. But that's only a din b'di'avet. So here it's considered, even though you could have the option here of baking it and then be mafresh after the fact, i.e. they buy them, but that's still considered to be a schus to be notel in a lechachila fashion, even without express authorization of the Bible. We'll source out this Rambam in a second. V'chein, mishareses shebebayis, yichol alitol chalav lo rishusa. If you have a domestic help in the house, then she can be mafreshes without rishus. Kevin shiragili hilafamim shabala sabayis nesenes la rishus. Then sometimes the bala sabayis will give her rishus, that gives her some kind of a shaykhus to be mafresh even without authorization. That's based on a comment of the Tumas Hadeshen. Tumas Hadeshen, Simen Shin Peches. Isha Bala Zabayis, La Shala Mishareses Shala Isa. So you have the woman of the house, and she has a Mishareses, who's kneading the dough. The Halcha L'chut Kodin Shefi Shechala, and the woman leaves the house before she's mafresh Shechala. The Kodin Shechasu Nishamsa Isa Kol Tzarcha. Shem Tisha O Shalot Tefa, if you're not going to put in the oven now, Tiskakal Isa, then it's going to go bad. And if you're not going to put it in the oven, if not, mafresh first. Is that okay? Says the Tumas Hadeshen, Yehrad, the shop you're doing the Mavet Hachi, that's fine. The cave in the Miskalkela says, Chusu lala baal sabayis, the Zachin lalam shalabi fanav, the Kaimalan Zachim itam shlichus is rabbi. That's a classic case, he says, of Zachin. It's an absolute schus for the Baal HaSabayis to be mafresh challah, so you're allowed to effect a schus on behalf of that person. And that's the basis of this din in the Ramah. So this is the source of the famous comment of the Ksos, Simon Reish Mem Gimel Sev Katan Ches, who argues on the Ramah, argues on the Tumas Hadeshen. The Ksos distinguishes between Zachin L'Adam Shalab Afanav and Zachin Me'adam Shalab Afanav. Classic Zachin L'Adam Shalab Afanav means that I can acquire something in Dine Maminus on behalf of someone else. I can acquire something of actual value on behalf of someone else with an absolute schus. That's Zachin La'adam. I can lift something up, be coded on behalf of someone else. This is in Zachin La'adam. I'm not acquiring something on behalf of the Baal HaSabayis here. I'm performing a mitzvah on their behalf and allowing the Isa to be saved. But that's what we would term not zachin la'adam, but zachin me'adam. I'm doing something, I'm not acquiring something on their behalf. So that's what the Ksos writes over here, that I'm reluctant to be maharher achar the psak of the Chumash Hadash and the Ramah and the Taz, long Taz versus of Katan Beis. But he thinks that not all the Rishon agree to this approach. And that's not going to be effective. Ana Davatali El Is Khuslov is Akalan Shalabafanov. Olav Zakhus, the midst of the Nafshay Ad, if he quotes from Tulsa and the Rashba. He says, this isn't a chus, this is a nichusa. It's a convenience, it's a favor. But that doesn't work medina shlichus. So zechiyah mitam shlichus, when you're acquiring something on someone's behalf of physical value. Here you're doing them a favor. So shlichus is lamito with nichusa, and you need ledatcha by afrasha shumas and maestros. But this isn't going to work. And he says, he doesn't understand the truth of Dash and the point we made a few minutes ago. You're worried about Kilkola Isa being a chus, not the end of the world. You could bake it and then you can be mafish afterwards, even though that's not a chachila, but it still works. So the Baal Bais isn't there. That's your next best option. So this is a Kolotara Kula issue, not just a fresh chal issue. Do you say what we colloquially refer to as Zachin Me'adam, and not just Zach and Ladam? So Lamaisa, most Achronim assume, like the Ramah, like the Pesach Lechem Sedesh, and that we do say Zach and Ladam, and not only Zach and Ladam, but Zach and Me'adam. We discussed this previously in the context of Mechiras Chametz for Pesach. Can you be effective Mechiras Chametz on behalf of someone that didn't authorize you to do the sale? So this is all relevant to that discussion, which we've discussed in the past. Okay. There is a, in the context of this din, the Mechab of the Ramah, and the Ramah's nichusa to allow other people to be mafrish on your behalf, but where there's a sechus, poskim assume that the default preference as to who's going to be mafrish in the home is the woman. Even if you would have argued that technically the isa is the property of the Baal, but still, there's a preference for the woman to be the one to be engaged in Hafreshes Chala. I think it's the Chalkas Binyamin, Rabbi Binyamin Kohen, Rabbi Feigl Kohen's son, who points out that that's, you already see that a little bit in the Lashon Ramah here, who refers to, in the case of the Mishares, as Kevin Shirigilihi Lefamim Shabalos Abayis and Stanis Arishas. It's not the Baal Abayis giving Rishas, it's the Baalas Abayis giving Rishas. And this is based on Nor Zeruah. Or Zeruah is Simin Reish Cafe. Berov Mekomos Maski Rishon and Nashim Eitzel Mitzvah Chala. That if you look in the Mishnayos, the default gender reference by Fresh Chala is woman. Aisha Yoshevet, Vekot Zechala Saruma, Nashim Shinas Nulanachtom. So many of the cases, the default person character involved in Fresh Chala is the woman. And that's based on the Mishnah Ben Medlikin, Al Gimel Aveiros Nashim Mesos B'Shas Leidasan. He quotes various chazals to that effect, that this is a mitzvah that is designated for women, the Misake and Isa Shel Olam, the various sources for that. And therefore, he says, Mia Mitzvah HaFrashat Chal Isha Ram Yehilkach, Ava Visha Isa Hishal Baila, even though technically speaking, the isa is the property of the husband, but it's the prerogative of the woman to appoint a shliach to be mafir shala. Afilu shalom midas baila. She doesn't require the express authorization of the husband. Or Zeru suggests maybe the husband can't be mishav shliach. Maybe it's totally his wife's prerogative, and the husband doesn't even have the bailus on some level to appoint a shliach to be mafrish chala on his behalf. And that's what poskim assume. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says this in the context of Halakas Neiros. Mishnah Berurah, according from the Magen Avraham, Simen Reisam Gimel Sefkat Din Yud Aleph, Reisam Gimel Sefkat Din Yud Aleph, Hanashim Usaris Analakas Neros. Filu im Yirtsava Lahalik Batmo, Ishukademus. Even the husband wants to be Malik candles Friday night. It's not his prerogative. That's the prerogative of the Baal Sabayis. So the Chalkas B'Yamim points out the same should be true when it comes to Afreshes Chala, based on the source of Ruah, that even if the husband comes home and he says, I want to be Mafresh Chala, too bad. That's the wife's mitzvah. Arish Dornbach has a Tshuva Van Hagos, Chelik Bey, Simen Tavkuf Nun Ches. He quotes a comment from the Seder of the Yaivitz that Akadekach, if a woman and it's supposed to be mafresh chala, and the husband does it instead, he has to pay her a saris ahuvim, because that's her chutz, a classic case where you take away a mitzvah, you have to reimburse a saris ahuvim. So that's not our minhag, says Rish Dornbach. That far we don't go, but the principle is true, that it is the default prerogative of a woman to be the one to engage in hafrashas chala. He does say in this tshuva, that when it comes to matzahs, so they're usually the men are the ones who, or often the men are the ones who are engaged in afiyas matzahs. So then he thinks that a woman doesn't have a chus for afiyas matzahs if the husband wants to be mafrish chala, because matzahs lam are complicated. It's more complicated to make sure that it's properly minamukaf. And there are various details that, in the context of Fias Matzos, are a little more complicated than usual. And therefore, he assumes that a woman doesn't have an automatic right to be Mafresh Chala from Matzos before Pesach. But short of that, it's totally her prerogative to be Mafresh Chala in general. Rosh Dornbacher also references practice that some Achronim talk about. He says, there are women who want to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Hafrashas Chala. So they go to the bakery and they ask the baker if they can do the Hafrashas Chala in the bakery. And then they say the bracha. So he's not sure, is that a good idea? That if they're being mafresh from someone else's Isa through their shlichus, so is that really a kiyum mitzvah? So it's true, they could recite the bracha, even though that goes back to the starting point, Machlokas Hataz and Magen Avraham. How do we view Hafrashas Chala, Hafrashas Tumas Maisos, which may affect that was Hataz's point that distinguishes between Shechita and Hafrashas Tumas Maisos and by extension Hafrashas Chala. Is that appropriate for someone to recite the bracha who's not the Baal? In the Taz's case, if the Bailam appoint you to be Mafresh Chala, so then you're doing that fresh, you can recite the bracha as well. But if the mitzvah, so as far as the bracha, you're covered, it's not a bracha vatala. But as far as the mitzvah is concerned, is that their mitzvah? They want to go to the bakery to have the schus for the mitzvah of Fresh Chala. So if they're going to be Mafresh Chala, it's an effective afresh on behalf of someone else, but it doesn't make it their mitzvah. It's not their isa. He's not sure if that accomplishes what they set out to accomplish, and don't say okay, so they'll be mafresh without shlichus. That may not be effective. That's the issue of the Ramah and the Ksos. Okay, so he's not sure whether that is an effective idea. Chalkas Binyamin raises another question, which is working with this assumption that women are the default bailim on Hafrashas Chala. So he points out that when it comes to Inyanim Hafrashas, just like Inyanim Nadarim, a katan or ktana 1 year before Bar Bas Mitzvah has the status of a mufla samuch leish. So a 12-year-old boy, 11-year-old girl, we have to be choshish for their Nadarim. They have a certain level of das that's relevant for Nadarim, relevant for Hafrashas Tumas and Maisos. So the Chalkas Binyamin leaves us at Tzarech Iyan. If you have an 11-year-old girl and she wants to be Mafresh Chala, is there still that preference that she has the right to be Mafresh over a man? As if you have a regular woman in the house, that she has the right to be Mafresh before any man. But let's say none of the other women are home. You have an 11-year-old girl in the house and you have a man. So does she have the right to request or demand that she be able to be Mafresh Chala? Because she's already Mufal Samach Leish, does that status of the Kadima of women apply even to a Muflar Muflace samuch liish or smuch liish. Okay, leave that as a tzarach. Yeah. Okay, thanks for joining. At some point, we will get to having a majority of people in person again.
Thank you.
Are we, should we have a shiur next week? Yehuda has a chasana next week.
Why not?